The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
So what is the Spirit saying to the church about the 2024 elections? What's the prophetic message?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
We are going to have a very important, very eye-opening broadcast today. Hopefully the very reason that you tune into The Line of Fire, that's what we want to provide for you today. Give you a prophetic perspective on the elections. This is Michael Brown. Thanks for joining us. 866-348-7884. Here's where I'm inviting you to call in. Not taking random questions today. Thursday, you get to ask your Jewish-related questions. Friday, any question under the sun. Today, I want to open the phone lines for two responses from you. Two responses. One, regardless of what your political affiliation is, if you could pick any one candidate who's a real candidate, I don't mean someone who's not running, but someone who's a declared candidate or could be a candidate in any party, if you could pick one person to vote for president in 2024, who would that person be and why? Now, we don't have time for a lengthy explanation, but who would that person be and why? That's one thing. The other thing, so you can call in on this, if you had to pick one characteristic, so separate question, if you had to pick one characteristic of someone you're going to vote for as president, you could only have one. Now, I did the poll with Nancy yesterday. She goes, no, it doesn't work. She insisted that had to be all four of the qualities I put forward, that it couldn't be just one. But if it had to be just one, sorry, it's my poll. If it had to be just one, you can only pick one characteristic for the person you are going to vote for. Okay, only one possible person. And one possible characteristic, would it be someone who has integrity and character, right? That's the one quality. Would it be someone who has good policies? Would it be someone who has backbone? Or someone who's a unifier? Once again, if you had to pick a candidate and you could only press a button for one specific moral quality for that candidate, would it be, or one particular aspect of who they were, that they have integrity / character? Would it be that they have good policies? Would it be that they have backbone? Would it be that they're unifiers? I'm going to give you my answer a little bit later, but you can call in for any of the above. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, to our Truth call screeners, I may be able to take Alvin's call just because we talk about the church and health a lot. Otherwise, only calls relating to these political questions today. So anyone else, you can call in another day. We'd love to answer your questions on those days. Okay. What is the Spirit saying to the church today concerning the 2024 elections? I believe the Spirit is always speaking, first and foremost through His Word, but also in the many other ways that He continues to speak to His people. His sheep hear His voice. That is something ongoing and continuous. John 10, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. That's Romans 8. So we are led by the Spirit, of course, to say no to the flesh, to crucify sin and self, and to obey the Lord. That's the fundamental way the Spirit's leading us every day. But we, His children, are led by the Spirit. We, His children, hear His voice. Acts 2, the outpouring for the last days is dreams, visions, prophecy for all flesh, so for all of God's people. So the Spirit is continuing to speak today. What is He saying? We had a terrible debacle. I say this as a charismatic leader. I say this as someone saved in a Pentecostal church. And I minister largely in Pentecostal charismatic churches around the world. Sometimes I'm in non-charismatic settings, but and many of you listening are non-charismatic, non-Pentecostal yourself. But overwhelmingly, I minister in Pentecostal charismatic churches. We had tremendous egg on our face. In fact, it grieves me that it hurt Christians in general. It hurts those of you that are not charismatic. It brought a bad name to the Spirit and to Jesus because of all the failed Trump prophecies. And if you still believe that God declared that he would win the election, but it was stolen. Well, I take strong issue with that, because the same God that allegedly showed people that Trump would win the election did not show them that the election would be stolen. So of what use is it? How did that help? If I have a prophecy for you, yes, you've been praying for a car for 3 years. You need a new car, and God showed me a new car is being sent to you tomorrow. Rejoice. But then on the way as it's being sent, it gets carjacked and you never get it. Well, then it's a false prophecy. It was a false prophecy. So we just have to accept it. People missed it. People were wrong. If you say, no, Trump is really ruling in heaven right now and Biden's not even there in the White House, or it doesn't matter, you're in deep deception, friend. You're in deep deception. I mean, so deep that when reality confronts you, you say, well, that reality is deception. That's dangerous, my friend. That's very dangerous. At the same time, I'm absolutely confident that the Holy Spirit continues to speak. I'm absolutely confident that prophecy and prophetic ministry remain to this day. Doesn't Paul urge the Corinthian believers in 1 Corinthians 14 to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially you can prophesy? The question is, what is the Spirit saying? The question is, what is the purpose of prophecy? Ultimately, it is to point to Jesus. Ultimately, Revelation 19, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. But in other ways, the Holy Spirit continues to speak. For me, it's often just a practical application of the Word of God to today. Looking at what the Word says, the wisdom of the Word, and making application to us today. That can be what the Spirit is showing us. The Spirit can give us insight based on practical life experience. We've been through certain things, and based on those experiences, now we can understand what God's doing and what's coming. And then there are the things that the Holy Spirit speaks. There are things that we just know that we know, that are in your heart, that God shows you, or that you know this is the right decision or the wrong decision. Thank God we're his children in a living relationship with him. So the Bible is the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. We don't test the Bible. The Bible tests us. Prophecy doesn't test the Bible. The Bible tests prophecy. But nothing can be added to the Bible. There's no revelation. This is a word for everyone. You must hear. No, that's the Bible. And again, everything must be tested that we claim to hear from the Lord by the Word of God or the principles in the Word. Nonetheless, the Holy Spirit continues to speak. So as I've been praying and meditating and thinking, okay, what is the Holy Spirit saying to the church today concerning the elections? Now, I made a list on Facebook the other day about what we don't know. All right, just what we don't know in ourselves. Will former President Trump be found guilty of any of the charges against him and unable to run for president? Will all the attacks against him only boost his popularity? We don't know that between now and 2024. We can speculate, but we don't know. Will President Biden be impeached? We don't know that either. Will Trump and Biden be in good enough health to run in 2024? Will Kamala Harris or perhaps Gavin Newsom become the Democratic candidate? Will DeSantis or Haley or Scott or Ramaswamy or Pence or Christie or others somehow emerge as the GOP candidate of choice, if not Trump? Will there be another major crisis? God forbid, but will there be a COVID or an economic crisis or a war crisis? I mean, the war in Ukraine exploding out, or we don't know. So there's a lot. In fact, the most important thing is we don't even know who's ultimately going to be running for president in 2024. So what is the Spirit saying to the church today concerning the 2024 elections? I want to submit some things to you for your prayerful consideration. I believe the first thing in my list of seven that we'll go over today, and I want to hear from you in terms of who you would vote for, who'd be your ideal candidate. Again, actually someone that's a potential candidate, not like my cousin's a really good guy, I'd love to see him run. We're talking about potential candidate and why. Or if you're voting for a candidate, what's the quality that's the most essential? That the person has integrity and character, that they have good policies, that they have backbone, that they're unifiers. Okay, first thing I want to submit that the Spirit is saying to us about the elections is don't look to the prophets. Don't look to the prophets about the elections. I do not believe it is the will of God that the church, even those of us who believe in prophecy and prophetic ministry today, I do not believe it is the will of God that we are looking to the prophets to prognosticate, looking to the prophets to tell us what's coming, looking to the prophets to help us make our decisions. I do not see that as a primary purpose of biblical prophecy or New Testament prophecy in particular. So the first of seven things I want to submit to you today is don't look to the prophets. Years ago, when there was kind of a big increase in prophetic ministry in charismatic circles a few decades back, and especially in personal prophecy, and I was an eyewitness to it. I mean, it's quite outstanding the way the gift was being released and how people would be called out. I mean, legitimate things. It was before social media. No one's looking to find information on you. I mean, legitimate things. People didn't know anything about these people. Accurate words, prophetic words, and it was kind of amazing to see. And one of my colleagues was very excited by this and was going to different meetings and having prophecy spoken over him. He'd get the cassette tape back then and probably in the late 80s, early 90s. He'd get the cassette tape back then that recorded the prophecies, and he now had his prophetic journal notebook and was writing down the prophetic words that he had, and it was going from meeting to meeting. And I called him to my office one day. We were colleagues. I called him to my office one day. I said, I have a word from the Lord for you. And he smiled and said, what's that? I said, the Lord says no more words. And he smiled at me as well. But I genuinely believe God was saying, don't go running for words. Don't go running for prophecies. In the same way, when it comes to the 2024 elections, I believe that the first thing the Lord is saying to us is don't look to the prophets. And here's the second thing. I'm going to intersperse your calls with my commentary. Here's the second thing. Please, to those being used in prophetic ministry, don't talk to us about tomorrow without also telling us how we're supposed to live today. I do not believe that a main purpose of New Testament prophecy, or Old Testament for that moment, but we'll focus on New Testament prophecy, is just to tell us stuff about the future. This is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Well, okay, you're not fortune tellers. That's not the purpose of it. Why do I need to know that? Well, if it shows the accuracy of the prophetic word, all right, here are five events that no one's expecting that are going to happen in the next 6 months, and they all happen. Now the person says, look, the Lord's speaking through me. Please hear me. Did that get your attention? I get that. But to just give us random information about the future, it's like the gossip column in advance. We don't need that. And I'm quite sure that, and I don't say this to condemn, because I am a fellow charismatic. I'm quite sure that in the 2020 elections, that the major prophetic messages should have been speaking to the church about the sin in our midst and the deception in our midst and getting off track in so many ways, getting caught up in election fever and dividing. The Spirit would be speaking to us about that, not making predictions about who's going to be president, let alone false predictions. We'll be right back. You can't resist us!
This is Michael Ellison, founder of Trivita Wellness. I'm always thrilled to offer a new product from Trivita that is science-supported with equivalent doses per serving that follows the science. And that is true of our KSM-66 Ashwagandha with its protective process from farm to manufacturing plant. The KSM-66 has 24 published gold standard clinical trials in reducing stress, enhancing sleep, and increased vitality. In a recent Harris poll, 87% of Americans feel stressed. I know the effects of chronic stress. It happened to me a number of years ago, and I will never forget when the physician said, Michael, you must change the way you think about life and health, or you will have no quality of life, and you will die a premature death. Now, I can assure you, Ashwagandha KSM-66 is in my daily diet. Trivita has a special offer of Ashwagandha for you as listeners to The Line of Fire. If you buy one at $19.99, you will get one free. Plus, you'll receive your free new digital book, A Healthy Church Starts with a Healthy You, by Dr. Brown, with your order. The message of Dr. Brown in this book, it rings clear in spiritual clarity. Dr. Michael Brown shares his own story of his journey to wellness, along with his wife, Nancy, and they reveal 10 most important steps to a lasting life transformation. Whole body wellness is not a pipe dream. It is God's dream for you.
To order, call 1-800-771-5584. Use promo code KSM66 and receive one bottle at $19.99 and get one free, along with your free digital copy of Healthy You. Or go to TRIVITA.com and use promo code KSM66. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire. Okay, we're going to the phones momentarily, 866-34-TRUTH. If you missed it yesterday, I put out a friendly challenge to everybody out there who works out, whether you're older or younger. And, you know, listening to my colleague Michael Ellison talk about when he was told by the doctors, you better change your whole lifestyle, you're going to die a premature death. He's, what, 77 now? And going strong and working out full of energy and life and vitality. So he made the lifestyle changes. So here's my little workout challenge. All right, everybody, if you work out regularly, call Trivita 800-771-5584. By all means, take advantage of the ashwagandha offer, by all means. But 800-771-5584 and order nitric oxide and MyoHealth. Nitric oxide and MyoHealth. And do it for 1 month. Every day before you work out, about an hour before, if you don't work out, just start your day. Nitric oxide, MyoHealth. Get a one-month supply, or longer if you want. You get a special discount and all of that when you do. And see what happens. See what happens. If you benefit like I have and many others have, great. If you're able to keep getting the product, you'll find it to be a great wellness supplement. If not, you've made a donation to the ministry. How's that? Because 100% of your first order is donated to the ministry by Trivita. So give that a shot, 800-771-5584. For everybody working out, it's my workout challenge to you, okay? I do this myself, part of my daily regimen. Or go to Trivita.com, Trivita.com. You use the code Brown25. And remember, everybody, when you order anything from Trivita through us, you will immediately get the free mini book. So just make sure you use our code. But you'll immediately get the free mini book where Nancy and I talk about our lifestyle change through healthy eating. Ooh, what does healthy eating mean? How radical is it? Let me tell you, friends, it is amazing, life-changing. It all starts in the kitchen. Yeah, we're meddling with you now, but we want to see you live long, thrive, healthy, healthy and strong to do what God's called you to do and to enjoy life with your family. Sure. All right. Let's take some calls, and then we'll go back to my list of some of the things I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to the church concerning the 2024 elections. Let us start with Sohila.
Sohila.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, my bad. In Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Well, I want to thank you. I would like to say that, I'm going to say this, Donald Trump would be the one. He's not God, he's not perfect. But this man has seriously followed through with all of his promises. And second of all, he's a man of integrity and he keeps his word. And he really, we're to vote for one, the candidate that really is believes in the biblical values, and he has. I mean, I was watching his old primary, the elections in 2015, and he was incredible what he had to say about how to make America great with capitalism, but he was also talking about, his beliefs in human life and babies, the sanctity of life. And he pulls no punches, and he says what he says what's in his heart. He does what he says. Yes, he has failures and faults, but not one person on the face of this planet is exempt from that. But this man, who could take what he has taken? Who could have handled the horrible betrayals, the things he's taken? And he loves America. He loves us. And I'm amazed with him. I am. I think he's the best president we've had since Reagan. And so I'm not going to go on because this is your show, and I'm not going to go on.
Okay. Hey, listen, I just want everyone to know that I am not going to push back on what anyone is saying. Basically, I may ask a question for clarification, but Sahela's made herself absolutely clear. Now, you can second that, or you can vehemently disagree. I'm just hearing from you and getting your perspective. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. 866-348-7884. Let's go over to Raleigh, North Carolina. Claudio, you're on the line of fire. Let's get your feedback.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for your program.
Yes, you're very
I'm
welcome.
A black. I am independent.
Uh-huh.
And the only person I'm thinking about is Mr. Trump.
Okay.
When it comes to Ukraine war,
yeah.
They want us. They are all a commission on him the last time, and now. We already spent over $78 billion on Ukraine war, and everyone except this VK or VQ or whatever it's called, declined. But nobody has called out to find out where to know to audit that money, whether it's actually going into the purpose of which it is meant, or is going to so many of the shell company opened by the Biden Biden family. Nobody questions about checks and balance. And they're talking about Nikki Haley and all those people. They're talking about, they know about foreign currency and foreign policy. But none of them try to say, okay, let us send money to Ukraine, but let us do a checks and balance to know whether that money is going in for the purpose of which it is meant. Nobody mentioned that. And even with my wife and family, everybody, there are going to be checks and balance. $1 billion was taken by Biden to Ukraine, and he fired the prosecutor, and most of the money was going into a different channel. We don't know how many hundreds of thousands. If 1 billion, they could they have so many company that they could spread that money. How in the world 78 billion or 100 billion is not going to so many shell company? We need checks and balance. We need the truth. And Mr. Trump is the only one I know who went to him as president, as a rich man, and now he's a poor man. May God be with him. He's not perfect. He's far from being perfect. He's crooked. But when you make comparison, he is so far. He's the only straightforward. Nobody else on that AIC.
I tell you what. I'm just gonna jump in because of time here. Hey, Claudio, thank you for weighing in so passionately and so clearly. I do appreciate it. Thank you, sir. And I want to give time to folks to speak, but we really have so much time before a break. But thank you, sir, for weighing in. 866-348-7884. Again, you may be saying, yes, I so deeply agree. And others may be pulling your hair like, what? Well, that's why you get to call in yourself. That's the beauty of live talk radio. 866-348-7884 is the number to call. And I want to make it very, very clear that we are not going to be a heavily political broadcast from here until November 2024. I'm going to do my best to discuss issues and to give you a platform to air your differing views. But in the midst of that, I'm going to do my best to point us in the right direction. I'm going to do my best to help us keep our heads level. I'm going to do our best to help us keep our hearts in the right place. There are plenty of other places to go for political commentary. I am not simply here to be another conservative talking head. I want to do my best to come as a child of God, as a minister of the gospel, called to comment on culture, called to comment on politics, and bring a kingdom perspective to us so we can do what God has called us to do as the people of God, as the ecclesia, the church. So you get to weigh in, 866-348-7884. We come back. I'm going to resume my list of seven things, basic, simple, fundamental, that I believe the Spirit is saying to the church today concerning the 2024 elections, and also give you my take on the survey I did. If there's only one quality that you could pick in someone who's going to run for president, only one quality, integrity / character, or good policies, or a backbone, or being a unifier, which quality would you pick? I'll give you my thoughts on that and tell you the results of our Twitter poll when we come back. Oh, check out my latest article on the stream called Surgical Barbarism. It's an eye-opener. Surgical Barbarism today at stream.org. We'll be right back. Hey friends, Dr. Michael Brown here. Do you remember when people thought I was crazy when I said it's not too late for America, that God can still do something in our country, that there is going to be a pushback, a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution? And do you remember when people thought that you were crazy because you felt the same way, because you believed what I was saying and already felt it in your heart? Well, friends, that pushback is here. The gospel-based moral and cultural revolution we've been talking about for 25 years is unfolding, and we are right in the thick of it. And the Line of Fire broadcast is divinely positioned for such a time as this. Friends, you would be so gratified and blessed as I hear, if you could hear what I hear, testimony after testimony as leaders, young people, old people, moms, dads, students, people from all backgrounds come up to me and say, Dr. Brown, you're providing a template for us. You're providing a blueprint for us. You're showing us how to do this, how to have hearts of compassion, backbones of steel. But friends, it's a joint effort. We do this together. And with your support, we can amplify this broadcast around the nation and amplify this voice to shake the nation. Join our support team today. Become a torchbearer with a dollar or more per day. Here's the number to call to sign up. 800-538-5275. That's 800-538-5275. Or go to askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, and become a monthly supporter. Click on Donate Monthly Support. I want to immediately give you two classic books, Compassionate Father or Consuming Fire, Who is the God of the Old Testament, and Revolution, which will really show you what it means to be a Jesus follower today. Plus, you get free access to our online classes and so much more. Sign up today, askdrbrown.org.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us, friends, on The Line of Fire. Thank you so much to all of you who support us, pray for us, help us get this message out around the world. Who would you vote for and why in 2024? 866-348-7884. Going back to the phones very shortly, what is the Spirit saying to the church today in America concerning the 2024 elections? If we could step back from being in the midst of things and being under the pressure and all the weight of day-by-day life, we step back, and now we look down from God's perspective. We kind of get out of the fray. What is the Spirit saying? What do we need to hear? The first thing that I believe the Spirit is saying, my first prophetic observation, is God saying, don't look to the prophets. What are the prophets going to say? Who are the? No, you don't base your vote on a prophetic word All right, it's one thing when you're in the midst of a crisis and you have no idea which way is up and which way is down, and someone calls you and says, "The Lord told me to pray for you that you're going through a real crisis and that you got three decisions before you, and the one in New Jersey, that's the right one to take." And it's like, "Wow, you can't believe, yeah, that's from the Lord. You have no idea what's going on in this thing from New Jersey." Okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about we have a responsibility to vote and to be involved. So don't look to the prophets. That's the first thing. And secondly, those that are prophesying should be not just telling us about what's going to happen, but telling us how we're supposed to live today. When the prophets in Israel would speak about the future, it was to warn, judgment's coming, so repent today. Or blessing's coming, so turn to God, or be encouraged, or breakthrough's coming. It's so I'd know how to live today. That's a big purpose of prophecy in Scripture. How should I live today? What is God saying to us? How does the church need to get its act in order? That's the biggest thing. The well-being of America is more dependent on the church getting its act together than on whoever the candidate is. Although the candidate is massively important, even more important is the state of the church. Number three, keep your eyes on Jesus and be determined to unite around him in our witness to the world. One of my colleagues many years ago said that secular press called him. He said to me, "Hey, Mike, secular media called me and they wanted to know my impression about brother so-and-so." And he said, "Now, candidly, the guy's divisive and he's this and he's this and he's this, but he was a brother. He was a brother." Whatever description he gave, you know, he had some flaws, clear flaws. And he said, "Of course, I just spoke well of him." Well, because it's the secular press. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6 to the Corinthians, "You're having a legal dispute among you? Better to be defrauded than to air your case before a secular court. Handle it in the body. Let believers in the body have it. But it's better that you're defrauded than that you bring a bad reputation to the Lord." So let our witness to the world be that we are united around Jesus, that we're more passionate about our unity around Jesus than we are passionate about a political party or candidate. I know emotions run high, but I'm quite sure that scripturally, our witness is more important. Our vote is very important. Our witness is even more important. Number four, remember that there are no political saviors and that politics cannot do what only the gospel can do. Don't mistake them. Don't look to politics to change people's hearts. Don't look to politics to bring about the righteousness that only the gospel can bring about. Righteous laws are critically important. 1,000 different levels. They are critically important. And every day of the week, there are battles in small courts and large courts about laws. And many of these things are really life and death issues. They are super, super important. But the law, passing of laws, can still not do what only the gospel can do. So remember, there are no political saviors. There are no political saviors. And number five, don't get caught up in election fever or hype. I am sure the Holy Spirit is telling that to us. Don't get caught up in election fever or hype. Do you remember in the 2020 elections that we were told, unless a certain candidate wins, we will never have free elections again? In fact, I heard from both sides that the future of America is dependent on this. If Biden doesn't win, we will never have freedom in America again. If Trump doesn't win, we will never have freedom in America again. Well, yeah, there are massive issues, and there are major concerns. And what the Department of Justice is doing and the FBI and different things, and there are concerns that there is bias now and high levels of the government that can be destructive and harmful. I'm not downplaying that at all. But the fact is, we had the midterm elections, and they basically happened as expected, and the polling was pretty accurate. We had those elections, and I do expect that we're going to have free and fair elections in 2024, and that there's going to be a ton of monitoring to make sure that happens. But we can get all worked up as if the next election is the last we'll ever have. Well, unless Jesus comes first, that's not the case. That's not the case. So don't get caught up in election fever. Let your passions go first and foremost to things that last forever. We've got a little bit more to go, but I want to get to more of your calls. First, right, we'll go back to Winston-Salem. Mia, thanks for calling. You are on the Line of Fire.
Thank you, sir. I would choose Mr. Trump.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us why.
Because I think he proved in the past that he is up to the task. He did good job. The economy was good. He is pro-life. We are not electing an elder of a church. We are electing a president. But one of the most important facts to me, the Democrats themselves are the one who prove that he is good in his job. That's why they are taking the matter that far, because they are so afraid of him, because they believe he is the good man for the job, if that makes sense.
Got it. Well, very clear and concise. Mia, do you mind if I ask what your ethnic background is?
Syrian.
Syrian. Okay, so this is very interesting. I think our first caller may have been Hispanic, but I failed to ask. Our second caller identified himself as a Black American, perhaps based on his accent of African descent. And here you are as a Syrian weighing in on this. I appreciate it very much. Hey, Mia, thank you for calling 866-34-TRUTH. So far, we haven't gotten the most common Trump voter, which would be a white evangelical. Maybe we will on the next call. But we haven't gotten our most common Trump voter in the past, a white evangelical or white evangelical male in particular. It's just interesting. And again, this is intended to prove nothing. Taking your calls is intended to prove nothing, nor does it have anything to do with where I stand or don't stand. It is for you to lay things out. And it's just interesting. All it's telling me thus far is in my listening audience, because a call is representative for is one caller for 10,000 or 100,000 people. I mean, right? It's most of you listen to radio all your life and never call in or hardly call in. So these are representative callers from our listening audience, those listening live. It's very interesting. All right, we go over to William in Delaware. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Go ahead. I can't hear you now. Are you talking right into the phone, sir?
Yes.
All right. Tell you what. Let's try Kai and Chris. Let Truth know as soon as they get a chance to try to reconnect with William after they take these other callers that have called in and see if we can get him back on the line. Not sure why we couldn't hear him there. Let me go back to my list of seven things I believe the Spirit is saying to the church today. Number six is don't give up on the political process. Don't drop out. Don't drop out. Don't give up on the political process. Don't drop out. Well, it's only going to get worse. Well, why bother? My vote doesn't count. Vote anyway. Your vote does count. Your vote makes a difference. Even in a state where, let's just say, it's a given that it's 65% going in one direction against your viewpoint, well, vote anyway. It still makes a statement, and it's still something you can do. Now, you may choose to vote for an independent candidate. You may say, I know this person's not going to win. I mean, maybe, for example, you like Cornel West. You think, man, the guy's articulate and brilliant and so on, and I'm just going to vote for him. Okay? Let's just say you said that. He's going to win? No, but the vote could affect the elections. It could take a vote away from Joe Biden. And again, we don't even know who's come November 2024, who's going to be on the ballot, who's going to be alive, who's not going to be in jail. We don't know. Well, the prophets have said, well, I believe in prophecy today, but when I haven't seen repentance from somebody who got things wrong, then I'm very slow to believe what prophets are saying about the future, except those that I know with good track records. But by all means, don't drop out of the political process. When I wrote my book, Political Seduction of the Church, and James Robison had me on his show to talk about it, James said, Mike, I believe the even greater political seduction is the seduction to not get involved at all. So let's get involved without getting seduced. So number one, don't look to the prophets for the elections. Number two, the focus, the prophetic focus is on how we should live today, not prognosticating about tomorrow. Number three, let's keep our eyes on Jesus and let's determine to be united around him more than we're divided around the candidate and let that be our witness to the world. Number four, remember that there are no political saviors and that politics cannot do what only the gospel can do. Number five, don't get caught up in election fever or hype. Number six, don't give up on the political process. And number seven, pray for the will of God to be done, not for your party or candidate to win. I wrote an article, you can read it on AskDrBrown.org, about how we should vote, or how we should pray, excuse me. And it was to pray that that whoever's elected would be the best one for the flourishing of the church, for the good of the country, and for the fulfilling of the Great Commission. And that may be someone different than we expect. All right, here's what we're going to do. 866-34-TRUTH. We've got a couple phone lines open. When we come back, I am going to just go straight to your calls. All right, we got a break coming up. I never like to interrupt a caller if I can avoid that. So we come back, I am going to go straight to your phone calls, take as many calls as I can, and then give you my quick take on that Twitter poll that I did in terms of what characteristic is most important, character slash integrity, good policies, backbone, or being a unifier. We'll do all that as soon as we come back. What a joy to be on the air together with you. What a sacred privilege. Come on, friends, together we can see America turn. Politics plays its part, but it's the gospel lived out through you and me, right where we live. How about you? How about now? How about saying, Lord, right now, wherever I am right now, Lord, use me today. Use me today and make a difference. Come on, he can do that. He wants to work through you. We'll be right back.
Are you stressed and searching for a natural way to restore balance in your life? Look no further. Introducing Trivita's Ashwagandha KSM 66, nature's science-supported secret to inner harmony and well-being. I'm Dr. Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health and director of wellness services at Trivita. I want you to know that Trivita's Ashwagandha KSM 66 is not just ashwagandha. Ashwagandha KSM 66 undergoes a rigorous formulation process and has 22 gold standard clinical trials. Trivita's Ashwagandha KSM 66 adaptogenic properties assist your body in adapting to stress, reducing fatigue, and restoring your natural balance. Ashwagandha's KSM 66 is shown to support cognitive function, mental clarity, and focus, and is shown to promote deep and restful sleep, so you can wake up feeling rejuvenated and ready to take on the day. Trivita has a special offer for you, the listeners of Dr. Brown's Line of Fire broadcast. Buy one 30-day supply of Trivita's Ashwagandha KSM 66, and you will receive an additional 30-day supply for free. Plus, you will receive a free digital copy of Dr. Brown's new book, A Healthy Church Starts with a Healthy You. Don't wait any longer. Join countless others who have discovered the benefits of Trivita's Ashwagandha KSM 66.
To order, call 1-800-771-5584. Use promo code KSM66 and receive one bottle at $19.99 and get one free, along with your free digital copy of Healthy You. Or go to trivita.com and use promo code KSM66. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much for welcoming us. 866-34-TRUTH. This is where you get to weigh in. Let's give it one more shot. William in Delaware, let's see if we can hear you this time.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, God bless. I was going to say, I'm a torchbearer. I read a few of your books. You know, I thank God for you, and I follow you closely. I wanted to ask, well, more like comment, you know, do you yourself personally consider the fact, you know, like I do, the fact that we as a nation, we intervene other, you know, elections throughout the world, you know, we 1958, Iran, we implemented a dictator, you know, all that has been.
Yeah, we've been involved. Or, for example, when Netanyahu was running during the Obama presidency, President Obama's pretty open about working against his election in Israel. So we definitely are involved with influencing elections in other countries, for sure. We've done that. Yeah.
Right. So do you consider that God may be not too, you know, like if we elect someone like Trump, let's say, I'm going to vote for Trump because I always vote against Democrats mm-hmm. for their agenda on homosexuality and abortion. That's all I do with my votes, by the way,
yeah.
just vote against that.
Okay.
Does God consider the fact that we keep doing this to other nations and hence not letting them be free in a sense? You know, here we are like, oh, God, restore this nation. You know, we want this guy in power to make this nation. But we never consider what we do to other nations. And
yeah, yeah.
God looks at that.
Yeah. So, William, as I said earlier, that prophecy is going to speak to us more about what we're doing than about what's coming in the future. So that's really the issue. And as much as America has done good around the world and helped around the world and intervened militarily, and if you took America out of the picture right now around the world, it would be chaos. I mean, it would be horrific in terms of what potentially would happen. And yet, for sure, we've done evil. I mean, in endless ways, from abortion to our history with slavery and segregation to, you know, so many things to export, you know, our addiction to porn and narcissistic living and exporting this around the world. So it's not just a matter, and I've said this many times, of USA, USA. No, it's a matter of, oh, God, have mercy on our nation. Not just make us great, bring us low, humble us. I don't mean destroy us, but humble us so that we can truly be raised up and fulfill God's purpose and calling. I believe he has a purpose and calling for each nation. So, yeah, we need to consider that. And that's why, again, I say that the main thing I believe the prophets would be doing is speaking to us about us as opposed to just giving us abstract information for the future. Hey, thank you, sir, for being a torchbearer, a supporter. Much appreciated. If you say, what does it mean to be a torchbearer? That means you're standing with us with a dollar a day or more. For some, that's a sacrifice. For some, you could do five times that and not even think twice. But you are the ones that are helping us broadcast around the world. And then in each city, we're on the air. If you love what we're doing, join us. Support us. This is what will keep us on the air in your city on the radio. If you're blessed, if you're benefiting, wonderful. Pay forward. Help someone else be blessed. Galatians 6, let the one who's taught in the word share all good things with his teacher. You can become a supporter by going to askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, and clicking donate monthly support, or on the app, Ask Dr. Brown Ministries. You can just click on the app. Join our support team. We'll immediately send you two amazing free books and then give you access to hundreds of hours of classes I've taught and other things that otherwise are for sale. You get them free, all kinds of other benefits. But to me, the greatest benefit is that you're helping others. To me, is that if you believe in my voice and getting this message out to the nation, you are helping do that. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each of you. And join our team. You can even call 800-538-5275 and say, hey, I'd like to become a torchbearer. And I will personally sign those books to you with joy. 800-538-5275. Let's grab another call over in Ohio. Thanks for joining us, Terrence. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Good afternoon. Had a couple comments. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
About the presidency, my wife and I, unless something drastic happens and changes our minds, we're going to vote for Trump again. He done a brilliant job the first time. And, you know, our conclusion is the reason the other side hated him so bad. Number one, he's rich enough he doesn't need their money. And number two, he's been in bed with all of them, pardon the expression. Back in the day, he's had business dealings with them all, and they're scared to death of him. So that's the reason I think they are so adamant about getting rid of him. And my second comment was about all profits. My wife and I are charismatic like you are. And like you say, during the first run of elections, there was a lot of prophets saying what would happen, and a lot of that did not happen. Well, it also says in the Bible they should be held accountable for missing their prophecies. And none of them own it. I think there was one, Jeremiah Johnson, a prophet, he prophesied and it didn't happen, and he apologized and kind of just fell off the radar for a while. You know, so that's our point of view. And just thought
yeah, there,
give you
there
our,
has to be. Yeah, yes, thank you, Terrence. There has to be accountability. And I don't say this so as to throw brothers and sisters under the bus. Hey, thank you, sir, for calling in. I appreciate it. We friends, we'll have other opportunities in the future where you can call in and give your viewpoint. But the phone's been open. It's not like we made it like we're only going to let those who are going to vote for Trump on. Okay. And I'm not even disclosing my thoughts about this at all right now. That's just those listening. And it seemed to be multi-ethnic background and male and female. Interestingly, was that prove just that happens to be those that called in listening to the show? That's all it proves. That's all it proves. But it's interesting nonetheless. And here's what I would just say to those of you who would not vote for Trump, and I'm not arguing with you at all. I am not arguing with you whatsoever. So I could never vote for Trump for the following reasons. Whether you're a Christian or not, you can never vote for Trump for XYZ reasons. I just want to ask you to ask yourself, why is he so popular with so many? Is it that they're all duped? Now, obviously, the people that called in are not all white Christian nationalists with some hyper agenda to take over the country. Not all racist bigots, etc. So that's something I had to wrestle with in the days when I hotly opposed him during the primaries in 2015, 2016. A question I had to ask myself was, why do so many good people support him? Now, it doesn't mean you're going to end up supporting him. You may be just as vehemently against him. That's not my issue. I am not advocating for voting for Donald Trump. That's not why I'm saying this. But here's the analogy I give. You're out with a friend. It's standing room only, comedian show, a comedy show, and the audience is howling with laughter, and it's hard to even get a ticket to show up at this person's comedy show. And you're thinking, these are the worst jokes I've ever heard. These are the worst jokes I have ever heard in my life. Okay. So here's a big question. Why is everybody else laughing? At a certain point, you have to think, I guess I'm not getting the jokes. So it doesn't mean those voting for Trump have the right position, but it's important to understand why so many Americans, good people, love the country, love their neighbor, why so many good Americans do look to him and have voted for him and why he has their loyalty. It's good to understand that before you differ. Whatever your position is, that makes sense? Because I'm not here to take a political partisan position. I'm not endorsing a candidate. I may not even say how I vote this time around. I did in the past. I may not even do that. All right? And what am I? Just one person with a vote. But when it comes to prophets, Jeremiah Johnson was one of the few who said I was wrong and actually shut down his whole Facebook page. He was reaching millions of people every week, shut it down. He's continued in ministry, but turned everything over to the altar. He's got a local church, a school. I teach at a school periodically. Others did. Others recognized they were wrong. But we need accountability. And there are charismatic critics like Justin Peters that put out scathing videos attacking these prophecies. And I said, if we held accountability, then Justin wouldn't have to do what he does. Justin and I have many differences, but I understand why he's doing what he's doing. Okay. So for me, our Twitter poll, number one, was good policies. Right behind that was integrity, character, right behind, and then way down, backbone, and then right at the bottom, unifier, in terms of Twitter votes. If I could only vote for one thing, it was only one character quality, I would take integrity and character. Why? Well, what if they have really good policies, but no integrity, no character? Now they're in the White House. Now there's all kinds of other influence that may pull them in different directions. Maybe they'll sell out. Okay, you want them to have backbone, but backbone, you have backbone for the wrong issue. You can be fearless for the wrong issue. And then unifier, I think it's really important to have someone help unify the nation. Even to have certain losses politically, but to have a unifying of the nation to try to push us together a little bit in the right direction. That's really important. But again, you can unify people around error and deception. So to me, if I could only pick one, and like Nancy said, no, it has to be all of them. I can't pick one when I asked her. If I had to pick one, it would be integrity and character, because my hope would be that they could be influenced then to do the right thing. If they really had integrity and they had good character, my hope would be that it would be easy to influence them, or easier to influence them to have good policies, and then to stand with them to help with their backbone and give them perspective to help unify. So that to me would be the top one. But yeah, I get it. I get it why good policies came out first, because basically that's what you're voting for. What the person's going to do with policy. That's what politics does. All right, friends, tomorrow, Transanity update. Oh, you want to hear this, but with good news, and then a fascinating interview about who the angel of the Lord was. No. Yeah, that's tomorrow. Who the angel of the Lord was in the Old Testament. We'll be back with you then. It's our resistance. You can't resist.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.